Hello, travelers in California, Arizona, and all across the United States. Welcome to Traveling with Françoise, the travel show that offers you information, tempts you with destinations, and encourages you to get out and experience all of the exciting places and events that are available in this journey we call life. Now, yesterday kicked off National Tourism Week, so plan a trip and embrace being a tourist. My suggestion? Plan a trip to the Island Hotel right here in Newport Beach. I'm your host, Françoise Rose, and we are coming to you live from the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. Newport Beach is a perfect year-round destination. However, the summer heat will soon be here, and at the Island Hotel, you'll have everything you need, whether it's for work or play. You can go to their website right now, islandhotel.com, and check it out. And if you go to the booking page, you will see the suite that the show is coming to you live from. The suite is on the 20th floor with phenomenal views of ocean, harbor, Newport Beach. It's just a vast spanning view, just gorgeous. I see all sorts of things. So go to that website, islandhotel.com, and check it out. Once again, I want to welcome all of our new friends in Arizona and encourage you to make your first stop on the web, travelingwithfrancoise.com. It's right there. Check it out. All the information you will need about today's show and all our other shows right there on the web, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Our technical director, Ms. Valley Harvey, she is back in the station at Money Radio. Hi, Valley.
Good afternoon, Françoise. How you doing?
Fantastic. It's fabulous here, and I want to thank you for all your hard work back there at Money Radio.
I am a bit envious of you today being out there.
I can understand why.
It is, of course,
20th floor, and it is a Five Diamond Automobile Association of America 2012 winner. So many awards the Island Hotel has received. It's been the Reader's Choice Award, Top 100 Mainland U.S. Hotels, Condé Nast Traveler. The list goes on and on of the awards this property has received, and rightly so. It is a fabulous destination right in the heart of Newport Beach with sweeping ocean views and city views as well, a little bit of everything. The demographic around here is just, you get a little bit of everything if that's what you want to do. You have all the activities that go along with being in a seaside community, as well as not even wanting to leave the property right here at the Island Hotel. And for me, that has been my case this weekend, this trip, and there is certainly nothing wrong with that. Now, if you want to, again, go to their website to see where we are coming to you from, it is islandhotel.com, or you can call the toll-free number if you are just ready to book your trip before we even go any farther. Excuse me, 866-554-4620. My room, again, is a suite, about 600 square feet. I have a couple flat-screen televisions, comfortable bed, huge bathroom, of course, my own balcony, which what I really enjoy, being able to open the doors and get the beautiful ocean breeze to come right into the room, because we know that sometimes in the desert, we certainly do miss an ocean breeze. What have I been doing? Well, I've been dining, relaxing. I was in the lounge last night for some entertainment. All sorts of things. I've been very busy, as well as working just a little bit. So a little bit of everything at the Island Hotel. Now, for those of you who have talked about the Quail Lodge, I want to make sure you go to the website. That contest is up, so I wanted to make sure I got that out there. But you always want to visit travelingwithfrancoise.com, because I'm changing it up all the time. And we are going to have a very, very special offer for you from the Island Hotel coming up soon on Traveling with Françoise. So make sure you check the website quite often. But as usual, this is a travel show, and we need to find out what is happening in the world of travel before we delve right into all that is happening here at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. So we want to thank Sunline Transit Agency for bringing us industry news. You can go to their website, sunline.org, but they are working right now on a new rail system, all sorts of things going on. So we thank Sunline Transit Agency for being part of Traveling with Francoise. Now, travel plans and spending among affluent consumers are holding steady, but cruising is the area that is suffering a decline. Yes, there are kind of leading, you know, there's indicators saying that all that has happened with Carnival Cruise Line and the Contra Costa and all that has actually now finally hit the cruise industry. They are seeing some of that as an influence, but it will bounce back. But right now, cruises are on a decline, so who knows? Maybe there might be some specials out there for places that you have never been that you want to go. I know a lot of the cruise ships are adding new destinations to entice you, so make sure that you check that out. The major global cruise lines, they are setting their sights on the Asian market, so they're trying to find these destinations that perhaps they haven't touched base before, but the growth market, the in-demand is in the Asian market, so you are going to be seeing more cruise destinations that will be stopping in these areas, so which they say virtually has not been high in demand before, but is becoming very popular now. The first State of Summer Travel Report by Hotwire.com named Florida as the best summer destination for bargain hunters. Overall, the report forecasts a 4% rise in hotel prices and domestic airfare compared with the prices in the summer of 2012. Car rental prices on the website also say they're up 7% compared to last year. So I definitely think the tourist industry is rebounding everywhere I go. Right here at the Island Hotel, they have a very, very steady room occupancy. This weekend they were booked solid, and when I'm talking to the staff here, I mean, that's just normal here at the Island Hotel because of everything the property has to offer. It also is a place for dignitaries, celebrities to get away and not be, I don't want to say noticed, but not be bothered. Let me put it that way. They can come here and be like a guest, get all the first-class service and enjoy everything they're looking for, but not have to worry about the paparazzi standing down below waiting for their every move or out by the pool or invading in their privacy. So Tiger Woods, Kobe Bryant, the list goes on and on of celebrities and dignitaries that hang out here. In fact, the presidential suite is right across from my room. And I knocked on the door, no one answered. Don't know why, but they just, I guess, didn't want to talk to me. So lovely, lovely property here. We'll find out more. But again, travel is increasing. People are getting out there. Business travel, it's, again, back in demand. So, and that's a good thing. That is a great thing. Now, it says most travelers are, though, looking for leisure trips. And they are doing a lot of international. There's a lot of international travelers that come here to the Island Hotel. So, in fact, I know several people right now that are in Paris that have never been to Europe. So international traveling is actually on the rise as well. And what that means is we are going to get more international travelers here to California because, of course, we are a major travel destinations. Airlines are using branding to describe different levels of seating and service. American Airlines has debuted three brands of economy offerings. The lowest is Choice. Choice Essential allows one checked bag, no change fee, and early boarding. And Choice Plus has no charge, same-day flight change, same-day standby, a premium beverage, and 50% frequent flyer bonus. So airlines now are wheeling and dealing. It doesn't hurt to do your research and see what's out there, see what's happening. Airfares for Memorial Day weekend are slightly lower this year compared to 2012, and the average price for round-trip domestic ticket over the holiday weekend was $341, a 2% drop from the average price last year. All right, and we do have some mail. Yes, we do. We have one mail today. We only have a chance to read one, so I will read this. And it says, Dear Francoise, this is my first visit to you, Francoise. I think the website is what they're saying. Now, let's see. They had entered for the trip to the Sedona Scottsdale trip, and they had been in the area overall. And she said, I have found the travel information you provide to be extremely accurate and valuable. Thank you for saving me lots of eye-straining internet research time. Well, you are more than welcome, Pat Patino of Garden Grove, actually. So, Pat, you are more than welcome. I love what I do, and I want to make sure that you love where you go when you travel. All right. On that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, Kevin Sanford, he is the Director of Sales and Marketing right here at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. He will be joining us. We are going to talk about all things Island Hotel right here in Newport Beach. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio. We'll be right back.
Listen to us on your smartphone. Get the app for Apple or Android. Money Radio 1200.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The ARP Auto Insurance Program from Hartford is now available through Desert Empire Insurance in the Coachella Valley since 1925. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members at Desert Empire Insurance at 760-360-4700. That's 760-360-4700. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Finally, there's a dry cleaners in town that can take care of all of my garment needs, from my heavily beaded ball gowns to my sexy lingerie. Country Club Cleaners now offers the latest in technology with their new organic dry cleaning system. This environmentally safe, non-toxic, odorless hydrocarbon system is on site at Country Club Cleaners, so your clothes never leave the premises. Alterations and repairs are available also. Country Club Cleaners is located in the new Bristol Farm Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in Palm Desert. 341-2129. See you there.
Security is more than a posted sign or a locked door, and definitely different for everyone. Let Command One Security design a security system for your home or business that meets your specific needs. Family owned and operated in the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security, call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at commandone.com.
It's Business for Breakfast with Marshall Gilbert tomorrow morning at 8 on Money Radio 1200.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Island Hotel here in Newport Beach. Islandhotel.com is the website to check out this Five Diamond Award-winning property. Joining us right now is Kevin Sanford. He is the Director of Sales and Marketing here. He is the man in the know. He knows what's going on here. Kevin, now this Five Diamond property might seem new to some, that perhaps, I don't know how they have not heard about it, but there have been a lot of memories made here and going to be a lot more memories made here on this beautiful property. Tell us a little bit about the property here.
Absolutely, yes. We've been here for 28 years altogether now, and we took over management almost eight years ago now, when Pelican Hill, our sister property, was built. We decided to start managing this property ourselves from the prior management company that was here before. So it has been here a long time, and we're coming up on we just hit our 21st year of being a AAA
wow.
Five Diamond hotel. The only other hotel that has the Five Diamonds here in Newport Beach is our sister property, Pelican Hill. So we're in good company.
Well, very nice to have a sister property like Pelican Hill. They're both phenomenal properties. Traveling with Francoise has been to both. And when you bring up Pelican Hill, I have to touch base about the golf, because I know you have a lot of golfers that stay here at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach for a lot of reasons, because, first of all, not everyone in a family plays golf.
Right.
And there's so much to do right here for the non-golfers of the family. And then the golf is phenomenal at Pelican Hill. So tell us about the association that Island Hotel has with actually Oak Creek and Pelican Hill as far as the golf goes.
Yes, well, we're the same management company. We're part of Resort Properties here. So we manage this hotel, Pelican Hill, both the golf courses, as well as California Recreation Company, which I hadn't touched on before, where we have some Duffy boats and marinas right down here in the harbor. So there's quite a few things. But the really neat thing about staying here at Island Hotel Newport Beach is that you can golf at Pelican Hill. And rather than having to wait that two-week limit, that 14-day limit to actually get your tee time, you can book your tee time at the time that you make your reservation. So really the only hotel in this area where you can do that. And the other great thing is both at Oak Creek and Pelican Hill, you get a discount on your greens fees, but also on top of that, you can bill everything right back to the hotel. So if you're in the if you're there for lunch and you know or the bar cart or whatever you want to get there, even in the gift shop at in the pro shop, you can buy merchandise and bill that back to your room here at Island.
Which it makes it very comfortable for your guests. I mean, because they don't have to worry about taking this here and that there and what am I doing here. I noticed here at the Island Hotel, you're so accommodating as far as making sure that your guests have everything they need. And if they don't know what they need, they haven't quite figured it out, your concierge service and your staff is the first one that will suggest and help them make these decisions for their trip here in Newport.
Absolutely. And you'll be talking with Lisa here in just a few minutes to talk a little bit more about what we can do here in Newport Beach.
Now, the property here, you get a nice mix. And to me, this is really important. I have always felt that when you have locals that want to frequent a property, which is a hotel, then you are definitely doing something right. Because sometimes the locals can be harder to please than the guests. And you have so many international guests coming in and out. And actually, guests enjoy talking to locals to find out. They just don't want to get the inside scoop of going out. You're close to Newport. You're close to the city. You're the beach. I can see the ocean. You have so much. So you have done a really nice job of combining the two.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's funny. We are kind of the center. We call ourselves the center of coastal luxury here in Newport Beach, obviously with Fashion Island right across of us. We're kind of right here in the downtown, for lack of a better word, the downtown of Newport Beach.
Mm-hmm.
But the locals have really embraced us. The locals spend a lot of time in this hotel. You know, most of the philanthropic organizations do their fundraisers here in our ballroom. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, we have live entertainment here. We've got Sarah Nimitz in the bar and in the lobby lounge downstairs, who's just sings like an angel, actually, and has a really good following on Thursday nights. And then, of course, Jimmy Hopper, who is on Friday and Saturday nights, where I would recommend that your listeners make reservations.
Yes,
in the
lounge. I was there last night. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it gets a little busy down there, both in the restaurant as well as in the lounge on the weekends. But Jimmy Hopper is very, very popular with the locals here. Yeah, as well as our guests.
Well, and it is key, too. You have to make sure that for those that want to be busy and want to do things, that you have a little bit of everything for everyone. Now, this property here is tell us a little bit about how many rooms you have here and the room selection.
Sure. We have 295 rooms altogether in the hotel, and then we have 83 suites, which is a very high ratio of suites to guest rooms compared to most hotels, and one of the highest ratios in all of California, and definitely the highest ratio just in our competitive set up and down the coast in Orange County.
And that goes along with the clientele that you have. It's definitely your visitors, your customers know what they want.
They definitely do. There's no doubt about it. And having so many suites available is a great thing. But, you know, even our standard rooms are actually very large. They're 435 square feet. Each of them has a step-out balcony. And then a lot of our corner suites, pretty much every corner suite in the hotel, has a nice sitting balcony, just like the one that you have right out here.
Yeah, so we can enjoy the ocean air. Beautiful breezes coming through here. And I love that. I love to be able to open the window and embrace what's out there. That's why we come to the ocean. That's why people come to the area. They want to, even if they don't go to the beach, they want to be able to see it and smell it and know that it's out there. They just want to know that it's there. Now, here at the Island Hotel, you definitely are a pet-friendly hotel, because that's very important in today's travelers.
Absolutely. I mean, pets are part of people's families, and you know, people want to go on vacation with their family, right? And even for business, we have some people that are here for business that bring their pets as well. So we embrace it, and we welcome people to bring their pets.
Well, and you were talking about families, and sometimes when we talk about properties such as this, people don't correlate children But yet I've seen lots of kids and families, the pool area, they're just having a blast, and the kids are just as comfortable here as the adults.
Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of children that come here, and why not? We have a beautiful pool that's just right out in the back, as well as great shopping right across the street. The fountains over at Fashion Island are a lot of fun. My kids love it over there. They have a little koi pond where they kind of play and they jump around on the stepping stones. You know, we've got so many beach activities that are just right down the street. It's a wonderful place to bring kids.
Definitely. And folks, we were talking about the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. You can go to their website right now, islandhotel.com. Of course, there's so many. Summer is coming, and for those in the hot weather areas, you're definitely going to love the Island Hotel. There's just such a nice mix, again, for the golfers, for the non-golfers. If you want to go in the spa, you have the spa. You have the fitness center. You have the business room. It is a hustle bustle here. You have a lot of conferences as well. Businessmen that come in here and women, they take advantage of all you have to offer. You have the facilities. You have the rooms available for events such as that.
Yes, the layout of this hotel is, you know, it's master planned. I mean, that's for lack of a better phrase. And it's really perfect. I mean, when you walk into the hotel, you know, it's very funny. We often see this hotel completely full, 100% occupancy, mm-hmm. with business meetings happening, social functions happening, as well as many, many vacationers here. And, you know, when you walk into the lobby, it never seems like it's that busy because of the way that everything is spread out so perfectly.
You do have a lot of comfortable seating areas for people to sit back and relax and just kind of people watch and wait for friends coming. Maybe their local friends are here for local friends. Now, as far as the airport, you are close to...
We're very close. I can personally make it there in 7 minutes. I won't say that all of our guests can do
that.
I drive fast.
You drive... Okay. And with us, folks, is Kevin Sanford. He is the Director of Sales and Marketing here at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach, which is about 2 hours from the desert, 117 miles. Very easy drive. Very easy to find when you get in the area. You just look up, look at the tall buildings, and the sign is right on the side, Island Hotel. You cannot miss it. And as you're here all the time, what stands out to you about the property? What is the feeling? There's always something that stands out to staff everywhere I go that gives you a sense of pride that you go, wow, this is what it's all about. When you're walking around and you're talking to your guests, in fact, yesterday you were talking to a guest that comes from the desert. They were checking out. They came to play golf at Pelican. And what do you feel? What stands out to you?
I would say the one thing about this hotel, right? I mean, it's a beautiful building. It's a beautiful location. It's amazing real estate. But it's really about the people that work here. They are the heart and soul of this building. And, you know, this year we're going to have 27 people that will have been here 25 years or longer in this hotel.
Oh, and, I applaud. Yeah. Valley, you could place some applause at the other end. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, and I can tell you, I mean, you can see it, you know, the pride in their eyes of working here. And, you know, they're just wonderful to work with. And from our executive team, you know, all the way down through the management to, you know, the housekeeper and the dishwasher, you know, people in this hotel are extremely proud of working here.
They are proud and accommodating, as we will find out that if you dream it, think it, you can do it here at the Island Hotel for them.
Absolutely.
As far as weddings, anything you can imagine, you can do it. And you have a lot, you have a shopping package because Fashion Island is right across the street. You have been very creative in what you want to offer your guests and make sure that that's available to them to combine it all in one big lump.
You got it, right? We have we want to have something for everyone.
Well, you definitely do. Well, Kevin Sanford, thank you so much for being on Traveling with Francoise. Thank you for having us here at this beautiful property. It's been a pleasure of mine, and I know you have work to do.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it, too.
Well, thanks. All right, folks. So that was Kevin Sanford, the Director of Sales and Marketing here at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. You can call their number toll-free at 866-554-4620. But I want to give you a heads up that on the website we're going to have a very special Traveling with Francoise offer. So you need to check that website often, travelingwithfrancoise.com. All right, and as the show progresses here, we are going to talk to Lisa Carpenter, who is the concierge. She's going to tell us all about the amenities right here on property in the surrounding areas, all those things that Kevin and I were talking about that we touched really lightly on that you can do. We're going to find out the inside scoop and more about everything going on right here in Newport Beach and how you can do it staying right here at the Island Hotel. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio, coming to you live from the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. We'll be right back.
travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot in my life. I know it's hot. It's never too late to get life.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dan Scanlon. President Obama was the commencement speaker at Ohio State University this afternoon, and he challenged the more than 10,000 graduates.
And look at all that America's already accomplished. Look how big we've been. I dare you, class of 2013, to do better. I dare you to dream bigger.
A House Oversight Committee will hold a hearing this week on the Benghazi, Libya terror attack that took the lives of four Americans. Democrat Stephen Lynch of Massachusetts says there has been no intimidation of witnesses up to now.
The only reason that they haven't received information is they haven't asked for it yet. There has not been a request for documents from these attorneys to the State Department.
Lynch was on Fox News Sunday. 2 days of Israeli raids into Syria are raising fears that a civil war there could become a regional conflict. The Israeli targets have been Iranian-made advanced missiles being shipped through Syria to Hezbollah in Lebanon. Syria says the attacks violate international law. This is NBC News Radio.
Come into the Home Depot today and get up to 24 months special financing when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. Take that room makeover from the back of your mind and off your to-do list. Trade all those I'll do it tomorrows for one big we're gonna do this now. Thanks to 24 months special financing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 6th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and exclusions apply. See store for details.
2 years ago, the people of BP made a commitment to the Gulf. I'm Fred Lamont, onshore site manager for BP. BP has paid over $23 billion in claims and cleanup costs. Today, the beaches and Gulf are open, and many areas are reporting their best tourism seasons in years. And BP is also committed to America. We support nearly 250,000 jobs and invest more here than anywhere else. We're working to fuel America for generations to come. Our commitment has never been stronger. Join the conversation on Facebook.
Are you looking to get fit, but you're only in the desert for a few weeks or months? Knott's Fitness Point Health Club in Palm Springs is the place for you, with memberships designed for guests, short-term, long-term, and seniors. Why wait? Offering cardio machines, a weight room, heated pool, and more. Finally, a facility offering members a friendly, non-intimidating environment for the health of us. Fitness Point is located next to Knott's Oak City Water Park. For more info about Fitness Point, call 760-325-8155 or check out our Not Fitness Point Facebook page.
Need an affordable and luxurious town car, limousine, or coach? Call Classy Transportation. Looking for airport service, outlet and festival shuttles, celebrity home tours, and more? Then call Classy Transportation. With 17 years of transportation experience, local owners and operators, Robin and Kevin Burns, want you to have fun the classy way. For more information or to reserve your ride, call 760-325-5900 or visit us on the web at classywithanitransportation.com.
Take Money Radio with you everywhere. Streaming live at MoneyRadio1200.com.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you from the Island Hotel in Newport Beach right here on Money Radio. Joining us now is Lisa Carpenter. She is the concierge, and I think she might be even more in the know than Kevin was. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us, Francoise.
Well, it's great to have you here, and you are the person that everyone goes to with the crazy requests, all the questions that you wonder, how does someone think of these questions? And you have to come up with an answer.
Oh, it's the best thing to do. It's a lot of fun. I've been doing this job for a very long time, so I like the unusual that comes up every once in a while to stump me or get my juices flowing.
Because a lot, you have international travelers, you have travelers from all over the world that come here to the Island Hotel, and even local, I'm saying surrounding area, like our deserts, Arizona and California, and you get Las Vegas, and of course you get up north, but they don't know the area. We Californians tend to assume when we travel, oh, it's California, we know everything about the area, but we get somewhere like Newport Beach, we've heard all about it, we know kind of what's here, we certainly know the ocean is there. And we know the harbors, but we don't really know the area itself. And when you have someone walk up and they say, okay, Lisa, what's there to do in the area?
Well, first of all, I tell them that Newport Beach is a great place to have fun, great weather. We have so many things, abundance of nature and outdoor activities. If you want to be very energetic about it or if you want to be very leisurely about it, you really have a lot of choices here in Newport Beach. Right here on the property, we have, of course, a wonderful spa. Fitness center you can access 24 hours. So for those people who are on a different time zone, they wake up, they can go work out. We have the pool outdoors, which is beautiful. Fashion Island, beautiful open-air outdoor center with great shopping, dining, another place just to even just walk if you just want to go and get some fresh air. So we do have a lot to offer here. I love to tell our guests in the morning, a quarter mile from here is the Back Bay Ecological Reserve. Mm-hmm. You can walk as little as 3 miles if you want. You can walk the entire loop, which is, I believe, a 10.5 mile, and you can go all the way around the loop of the Back Bay. So that's a really great thing to do in the morning for walkers or if joggers. You don't want to go into the fitness center, do the Back Bay.
Oh, I didn't even realize. I'm looking, actually, I think, at the Back Bay from our view here from the 20th floor suite that I have, and it is, I didn't realize that. I was looking at the body of water over there and wondering what it is. So now you also have, there's a lot, when we think of beach, we think of healthy outdoor physical activities. So we're thinking of, for the people that bring the bikes in, I see that a lot now on the back of cars. We have a lot of travelers that put those bikes on the cars, and they want to go bicycle riding.
Oh, it's an easy thing to do, not only for those people who bring their bicycles, but we have them available here on site. You can do it as easily as you want because we have electric bikes, so you don't even have to do any of your own power, or you have the manual bikes. And so from here down to Balboa Island is just a quarter of a mile to get to Balboa Island. Quaint island. Really pretty. You can get on the island, and it's 1 mile at the beginning of the island over to the ferry. You put your bike on the ferry. You go across. 5 minutes, $1. You're across, and you're now on the peninsula. At the peninsula, there is a paved path from the Balboa Pier to the Newport Pier. You can do that back and forth, and that total is about 3.5 mile. Or you can continue on past the Newport Pier all the way into Newport Beach, Huntington Beach, and even further. It really depends on what you want to do and how far you want to push yourself.
Well, I just learned a lot of things right there. I didn't realize. I'm in the know now. I didn't realize that. Now, when people come up to you, being the concierge, and folks, with us is Lisa Carpenter, very demanding job being concierge. I mean, I really, because they're constantly putting you to the test. When guests come in, I'm curious of what is usually the first bit of knowledge they want to know from you?
The first bit of knowledge is what can they do in a quick amount of time. A lot of our guests come for just a quick weekend, and they want to get as much information or things to do in a quick amount of time, and we're able to give them that information very easily. We love our maps. We love our Wear magazine. We have a lot of collaterals to share with the guests that come in.
Now, as a concierge of the property here at the Island Hotel, you, I would think there are functions out at the pool that you're always switching it up just a little bit to add different events here on site, on property, in the terrace lounge. You have entertainment.
We do.
Great entertainment in the evening, a very happening crowd. I was there last night, and so you have a lot going on right here on property. So it's a nice mix. They can do a little bit of both. They can do things that are happening here or actually go out and explore the area.
I totally agree with you. There is so much to do, and that's why sometimes it's a little hard to fit it all in. And so I always say we always have a room second night around, so stick around, and we'd be happy to, you know, show you more things to do. One of my favorite things to do is have our guests get the electric boats from the California Recreation Center. It's a five-minute drive from here. We can arrange picnic lunches. You go out on the harbor, easy breezy. Think about a golf cart on the water. That's as easy as it is. You have your kids with you, have your kids behind the wheel, and they can easily putt around the harbor, and it's just beautiful. It's a great way to spend the day.
Well, so I'm a guest. I'm an international traveler. I get here, and I have all these business meetings planned. I have all this sort of stuff. I don't have a car.
Okay.
Can you help me out there?
Yeah, absolutely. We have rental cars here on property. We can arrange car and driver for you. We can arrange tours for you. We have some companies that do ecological tours. They'll pick you up here at the front door. They'll take you to that back bay I told you about. They'll take you and they'll give you the history of Newport Beach. They'll take you down south. You can go to the tide pools. The tide pools are a lot of fun. Fun for all ages, and then take you to a marine mammal rescue, and you can see some of the sea life that comes right from the ocean that they're rehabilitating to put back. So transportation is really not a problem. It's an easy thing to arrange.
You are a plethora of information. I tell you, it's phenomenal. And like I say, I've always thought that the concierge job is demanding because, again, you really are the person that people go to find out all the information. They go to the front desk maybe to find a little bit more about the property itself, but they're going to go to you when it comes to all the events in the area. Of course, we know there is golf, but there's also Angel Stadium that is for the baseball fans, Angel baseball fans. A great place to come here, relax, spend a day just hanging around Newport Beach or by the pool right here or taking care of some business, but then the Angel Stadium is close by.
Oh, we do have a lot of fans that come just for the games. Absolutely. They'll go have dinner maybe at the Catch, which is just across from Angel Stadium, a great restaurant. They can walk right over to the Angel Stadium and have their night of baseball, and hopefully on some of the nights, the fireworks show that they do. And then, you know, don't forget you also have, of course, Disneyland, all the Disney resort that was within 25 minutes of the hotel.
Well, I was just thinking, in fact, when you brought up Disneyland, children popped into my head. And basically everything you have talked about is also child-friendly. I can just see the kids in the little electric boats or at the Marine Preserve and stuff. Everything is so family-friendly in the area as well.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't mention once you take the ferry across over to the peninsula, there's a little fun zone area, and there's a beautiful Ferris wheel that has been there for years and years, and you get in the Ferris wheel, you go to the top, and you look to the left, you see the beautiful mountains that maybe have snow caps. You look out to the right, and you have the pier and the beautiful ocean. The kids love to do that. There is a boat company, which is called the Fun Zone Boats. They do a 45-minute narrated tour. You can get out on the harbor, 45 minutes, be with a group of maybe 25 people, and get to see the harbor from that perspective. Because a lot of the homes, the beautiful, incredible million-dollar homes that are here, mm-hmm. you can't see from the street. You can only see them from the water.
So we can look and wish. Then we come back to the Island Hotel and go, we don't need that home anyway because we're staying in the lap of luxury as it is.
Sure, you can live here if you'd like.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking about it. Okay. Now, as far as time relation, again, I'm going to put you to the test here. I'm here at the island. I want to go to the beach. What is the closest beach that I can? I only have so much time, but I have to go to the beach while I'm here. How far is that away? How long is it going to take me to get there?
The easiest and closest is about 3 miles total, and that is our enclave of Corona del Mar. Corona del Mar is a mile and a half from here, and then you have 1.5 mile more to the beach through residential neighborhood. It's on the bluffs, and there is a sidewalk that goes along, and it's beautiful to walk, or you take your car down or your bicycle down. Your parking's right there and your steps to the beach. I love to go to Poppy Avenue. It's called Little Corona del Mar. That's where you park. It's all free parking because it is residential. And then there's a sidewalk, and you can walk along for about 1.5 miles and get to Inspiration Point. They've got some beautiful benches, and you look out, and you're watching the boats come in and out of the jetty, the families having fun down at the water at the beach in Corona del Mar. And it's just a super way to, I say, to enjoy the sunset and for those that are romantic.
Oh, and Lisa, finally, I have one more question. We know there is so much to do right here on property at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. However, what is the one must-do off property here that your visitors, that you would really recommend, that comes off the top of your head that you hope that everyone experiences?
Come in the summer and go to the Pageant of the Masters. It is the most unique show that you have ever experienced. It's one of a kind. It's in an open-air facility, auditorium, open-air, and it is paintings brought to life live on stage. And it is just incredible. That is one thing I say you absolutely have to do.
Well, I actually did a show last season about the Pageant of the Masters, and I completely, completely agree. Lisa Carpenter, concierge here at the Island Hotel Newport Beach, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and look forward to welcoming you here to Newport Beach.
Well, now that I know of all these other things I need to do that I haven't done, well, I'll just have to come back and experience it. Again, thank you so much. Fabulous property. You do a wonderful job here. Thank you. Okay, folks, well, this is our last segment is coming up, and for those that have just been chomping at the bit about the shopping, we are going to cover all the shopping you can imagine at Fashion Island, which is this walking distance right across the street here. We'll get your bags back from there. The Island Hotel will make sure that everything that you have, you've purchased, and you want to get it back to your room, they will do it for you. So we will be talking with Stacy Ellis. She is from Fashion Island, and we're going to cover it all right here on Traveling with Françoise on Money Radio. We'll be right back.
Learn more about Money Radio day or night at MoneyRadio1200.com.
There's only one place in the Valley serving all of your golf cart needs, Electric Car Distributors. They've been serving the golf community since 1961. Come and see what's new for the 2012-2013 season. They offer a huge inventory of custom and pre-owned cars and the best selection in the Valley of club cars and Yamaha. They are your one-stop shop for all of your golf car needs. They're located in Rancho Mirage on Highway 111. Give them a call, 760-346-5661, or visit Electric Car Distributors on the web at eldc-car.com.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh, tantalizing dishes you've come to love, or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout, and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit our website at mythaismile.com.
Hi, this is Mel Haber asking you to donate generously to Angel View Crippled Children's Foundation. Your tax-deductible donations of clothing and household goods help support round-the-clock services for disabled young people living in our 17 specially equipped homes. Angel View stores are located throughout the valley, so donating is easy and convenient 7 days a week. To find an Angel View location near you, just phone 322-2440. Please call today, and thank you.
Listen to the Financial Review with Sinclair Noh tomorrow afternoon at 4 on Money Radio 1200.
Welcome back to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio, coming to you live from the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. It has been a fabulous day. I have had the best time here. Definitely a must visit stay property when you are coming out to Newport Beach. Everything is right here, from the very outdoorsy athletic people to the athletic shoppers. You have it all right here at Newport Beach. And I want to quickly thank Benefit Together, who is another sponsor of Traveling with Françoise. So we want to thank you for being part of the show. You can go to their website, benefittogether.com. And as promised, for those hanging on the edge of their seats with us right now is Stacy Ellis. She comes to us from Fashion Island right across the street. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. All right, so let's talk shopping. Mm-hmm. Now, explain again, how close is Fashion Island to the Island Hotel?
You basically walk out of your room and you're standing in Fashion Island.
That's close.
It's close enough that, you literally walk right across the street. You can see it from many of the rooms, which gives a great view. Ocean, Fashion Island, you can't beat it.
Well, Fashion Island is another world-known shopping mm-hmm. destination. And being right here at the Island Hotel, you can't make it any better than what it is right here, staying here and shopping. But let's talk about Fashion Island itself. What is there for those that have only heard about it? They've never been there. How many shops? What type of shops? What do you have over there?
Well, you really have over 130 shops over there. You have Orange County's only Neiman Marcus. You know, the best way I like to describe it is it's kind of the Soho of Newport Beach, if you will. I mean, you find so many cool eclectic boutique-type shops to your everyday. You can do Macy's and Nordstrom, or you can hit Sea Wonder, which is an amazing, cute shop from Chris Birch, Tori Birch's ex-husband, mind you.
Okay.
They're on good terms. So, you know, and Joie from Paris, Vince, Kitson. So, you know, you don't have to drive to L.A. to go one of the stars. Favorites. So you really can't beat it. Plus, I mean, the mix of restaurants that's over there, I mean, it's really a downtown kind of hangout for the Newport Beach customer, if you will, all the way to the tourists. It draws because it has ocean views. Mm-hmm. You just really can't beat it. I myself love to shop there, one of my favorite locations, and probably will be going there after this.
Well, and it is not, when people think of a mall, and I'm the word doesn't even associate with Fashion Island, because it's not this indoor mega box big ugly building. It's beautiful over there. Describe the grounds itself.
Oh, wow. You know, Fashion Island was built about a little over 45 years ago, and what's been done with that center is amazing. I mean, it's like almost like being in Italy. There's been just such meticulous work done to maintain that center and reinvest. Several years ago, we started a $100 million renovation, and it continues to this day with the addition of the restaurants we're adding in the next year to just what we've done. I mean, you have fountains throughout that center that are gorgeous. The koi pond's been there since the inception of the center. My daughter, 3 and a half, loves to play, though you're always worried she's going to fall in the water. But the kids just love that koi fountain. You have, like I said, the view of the ocean. You can go sit in Cheesecake Factory or CPK and see the ocean. I mean, where else can you do that?
So when you say the view, it is out. This
is an outdoor shopping center.
It is an outdoor shopping center, which is very, very unique. And in this setting, it's so appropriate
with
the fantastic weather and the views and everything it's surrounding. And that's what I love about it, that you just are still enjoying the sun and the ocean air, and you're shopping at the same time. And you can't beat that. Now, when you're over there, of course, everyone wants to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hear that 3 new restaurants have just opened up.
Well, they're coming. Okay. The 3 that are coming.
They're coming.
Yes.
Okay.
There's Fig and Olive, which is, if you've been to, if you're a big traveler, New York has one, L.A. has one, big celeb hangout in L.A. I haven't tried it myself, can't wait, but it's supposed to be to die, specializing in olives and such.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Red O, which is from, you know, Rick Bayless, the famous chef out of Chicago. He's opening a concept here. Those two will be located together on the outskirts of the center in a gorgeous olive grove. So you can imagine it's going to look like you're dining in Italy again as you walk in. Then we have Lark Creek, which is an amazing restaurant out of the wine country. Not to mention up near our movie theater, Island Center, which is one of those kind of luxury movie experiences you can do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be opening up Lemonade out of L.A., which is this amazing. I mean, they have, I can't remember how many flavors of lemonade you can try. So in this next year, you're going to see, I mean, 4 alone restaurants opening there that are just amazing.
And, of course, the property, folks, is right across from the Island Hotel here in Newport Beach. Walking distance, of course, if you feel the need to take a car, you can certainly take it over there to load everything up, but the folks here at the Island Hotel will take care of all that for you. They are going to make your experience here at the Island Hotel and your shopping experience at Fashion Island one that you can actually enjoy and not feel overwhelmed. That does become a problem, especially when you're doing heavy holiday shopping, which people tend to, all of a sudden, they're surrounded by bags and they don't know what to do. And here at the Island Hotel, they have a program to where you can call over from Fashion Island and say, you have a guest, they need help.
Yes. Not to mention, if you feel overwhelmed shopping, we have personal shoppers that are free over there that can help escort you, set up a dressing room with whatever you want. So, I mean, you got a lot of amenities. And during the holidays, I mean, we even bring in Disney and do a tree lighting. So if you need a break from the shopping, you can even relax and watch a tree be lit with Disneyland and Disney characters. So you kind of can't beat the experience even during the holidays here.
So I would think Fashion Island as well, being in the area, it is right there. It is a tourist destination as well.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, that you do have events as in the common area, let's say the outdoor beautiful area by the koi pond and all the waterworks and things and the views, that you do have events for the shoppers to come that just to just come over and hang out and enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Every weekend you can enjoy weekend entertainment free throughout the center, usually 2-3 areas. There will be live entertainment going on. During September, we always have Style Week Orange County. It's usually late Orange County where we feature a lot of the designers. We actually work, interestingly enough, with Fit'em. And they do a whole, I know they're out there at El Paseo do their Style Week, help Style Week out there. But they do a whole thing where they do a fashion show with Cadillac parts with their students, and they have to do couture gowns out of actual Cadillac parts. It's pretty amazing to see. All the way to, like I mentioned, during holiday, you have, you know, the tree lighting with Disney and Mickey and Minnie come out and light the tree, to Black Friday, which if you want to get your shopping on, I mean, that's, you know, stay at Island, get up early, go get all your deals. You can hit several centers in the area. Irvine Spectrum Center, many of them that, you know, are open at midnight or, you know, 6 a.m. so that you can get all the deals for everyone else's and then come back to Island Hotel and crash.
Well, we know that Stacy's a shopper. When anybody says get your shopping on, we know that they know their stuff. Now, at the Island Hotel, they have packages for shoppers. Here, they have special packages to stay here and go shop at Fashion Island right across the street. Now, how the people that are coming in from all points, all different directions, the website, does your website, is it very detailed and lets people know exactly what's going on, what shops are there, who's doing what?
Oh, yeah. If you visit shopfashionisland.com, that's going to list everything that's going on with events and, you know, what shops, what's coming new, all of our restaurants that are opening. So it gives you all the most up-to-date information and gives you the information if you want to call concierge and set up, you know, do personal shopping. Or the Island Hotel concierge, obviously, can always set all that up for you in one phone call.
Okay, and that website again was?
Shopfashionisland.com.
Okay, we want to make sure that we know what that is, shopfashionisland.com. Very, very easy. I'm sure if they just Google Fashion Island, the pages and pages are going to show up. Now, you have a nice range of a variety of stores to fit all ages.
Yes. You know, Neiman Marcus to Nordstrom. I myself am probably more your C Wonder shopper. You know, you can go in and find the cutest stuff for your house in the $40, $50 range to a really cute top at $50, $60, $70 with great jewelry, joie. You know, so you have everything that appeals. You've got the home. You've got kids. You know, you've got Peak, Aren't You Curious? Cute name. But, you know, there's everything there. You know, Athleta, love that for the workout clothes. You know, everyone's Lululemon, which is obviously great. But if you want to be a little different, I love Athleta myself to, you know, go do your yoga or your Pilates, and very reasonably priced. So you've got, you know, Sperry Topsider, Brandy Melville, kids, your teens gonna, and college students love that store, Forever 21. So, yeah, you've got a wide range and price point to shop from. So mom, kids, everyone, you can let the kids go shop while you go shop.
Well, Stacy Ellis, thank you so much for joining us. You are the expert on, on shopping at Fashion Island. Now, is there one store in the future that's coming in that you can you can tell us about that you can spread the word
about?
Yes, right now?
Halston Heritage. That's a pretty big deal. If anyone loves Sex and the City, Sarah Jessica Parker, I be one of them, you will love Halston Heritage because she kind of brought that label back, and we're getting it. It's actually covered in Women's Wear Daily recently. So be on the lookout.
You heard it first.
Yes.
Right here on Traveling with Friends. Well, Stacy Ellis, thanks again for joining us. Wonderful experience over right across the street. Beautiful, beautiful center, shopping center. Again, an easy day. You could spend a day easily over there and then bring everything right back to the Island Hotel. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, that is going to wrap up our visit here at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. Again, this is a five diamond property, award-winning property. We are on the 20th floor here. If you go to the website, islandhotel.com, check out the booking page, and you will see the room that we are coming from, the suite, actually, that we are in right now. And as we wrap it up here, Traveling with Francoise, the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want you all to have a great week. Next week on next Sunday's show, we will be coming to you. Let's see, we're going to visit the Space Shuttle Endeavor at the California Science Center. Another experience, awe-inspiring adventure, which actually stay right here in Newport Beach, then make your way over there to the California Science Center in L.A., and you have quite an adventure in your hands right there. Okay, folks, you are listening again to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200. We're going to, I want to thank everybody for listening, and again, I want to see you next Sunday on the show. Go to our Facebook page to find out more about the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. We'll have everything posted on the website, Traveling with Francoise, before the week comes to an end, and we also have a very, very special offer for all the Traveling with Francoise listeners. So more on that probably next Sunday. Okay, folks, again, you are listening to Traveling with Francoise. Wrapping it up here at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. Have a great week, and remember, it's never too late to get a life.
Hey, want to travel?